Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. The toll-free number for you is 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have for you on the site. They're all completely free. Unlike those other talk show hosts who want to charge you for their websites, head on over to freetalklive.com. Giving you a little bit more about what's going on over in Egypt, there's a whole other side to the story besides just the obvious, visually stunning protests that have been going on and essentially mass civil disobedience as well. Mass civil disobedience in the case of people just by the thousands disobeying a curfew.
But, you know, you were saying, will we ever rise up in the same way here? Mm-hmm. When people get upset enough to rise up. And it reminded me of a friend of mine who's actually fairly liberal in his views in general, but he was reading up some stuff on, I would say more than fairly liberal, actually. He's a pretty liberal-minded person, and he was reading up on some of the dialogue that led up to a lot of FDR's policies, which a lot of people see as like the beginnings of the real, you know, the big socialist policies in America, as FDR, food stamps and a lot of welfare programs and Social Security, certainly all those things. There was a time when people were showing up to riot for food. They were going to grocery stores and saying, we're going to go in and get some food because we're going to go hungry if we don't. And they just were doing what they had to do to get food. And even local police were not defying them because there were mobs of people. They were going to go hungry. And so they let them go in and said, just don't destroy anything. Go in, get some food, and go, you know. And they kept it peaceful. But, you know, this, of course, you know, this trickles up to where you have FDR saying that, essentially saying that we're going to have an uprising. There's going to be something that's going to happen if people are going hungry. And when you saw programs like food stamps and Social Security and welfare and all these things going into place, It was making people comfortable and maintaining the status quo. And that was exactly the intention. If you look at the dialogue of the time, if you look at the dialogue leading up to these policies, it was to keep people from rising up in riots against these governments that were exploiting them, you know, to keep them fed and everything, so they will not question the status quo.
Yeah, it's unusual for people with full bellies to riot.
So then, isn't that our argument then for socialism? I mean, essentially saying that, well, I mean, if it weren't for these socialist policies, people would be going hungry. I mean, why weren't they getting fed?
No, it's not that they would go hungry. It's that they would revolt and change things. They would take they would get angry at these powerful entities that were exploiting them, using the power, you know, using the power of government, and by these powerful businesses that became that powerful with favoritism from government and with favorable policies and all that. They were exploiting people, and no one's revolting against that. You don't have you know, if you look at the income disparities and stuff in the United States, maybe that's, I think almost certainly a lot of that's made possible by the fact that people they stay content because they have this political process that looks like they have choices, they have food stamps, they have welfare, they have, the poor in this country are basically comfortable. So they don't revolt about the things that made them poor in the first place. So I
pointed out before, in Egypt, these people aren't the poor people from what observers are looking at. I mean, these are middle-class folks that are upset.
That doesn't mean that they're middle-class like we're middle-class. I don't know the specifics of what it is that they're complaining about. And I only said it was unusual, not impossible, for people with full bellies to riot.
Yeah. 1-800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And what you're talking about, Dale, is during the Great Depression, which, of course, is something that happened as a result of governments meddling in the monetary system.
Absolutely.
So it really was...
very powerful people were manipulating the money supply and pumping money from the poor up to the rich. And so...
1-800-259-9231. But you still look at that situation, you say, well, you know, why was, what was the marketplace doing? I mean, I wasn't around then, so I don't know.
What are we talking about? Why were people rioting in the Great Depression?
Right, because
there was a 20% unemployment. When did the Federal Reserve come into play?
1913.
Right, so 1913, the Federal Reserve's whole thing is they create inflation and deflation. They create a boom and bust cycle in order to stimulate the economy and then increase wealth for the member banks of the Federal Reserve.
Mm-hmm.
So in this process, when you create these boom and bust cycles, there are people on the fringes. Those people are harmed.
They get hurt, sure.
And you have a much more stable economy if that stable economy is based on real things, things that are of value, like metals or have been commonly used in the past as real currency. So you wouldn't have, you would be less likely to have those things. But you've got to remember that this is the course of human history. 100 years ago, the vast majority of people in the United States were crapping in holes and living sort of a hand-to-mouth existence, scratching out an existence on farms and things like that. Things weren't much different than they were a decade ago in China. So when people are able to create wealth for themselves, for their families, then you'll see them slowly pull themselves out of the mire. But people aren't so productive that they can do it in a year.
So you're saying that that the reason why the marketplace wasn't able to provide for people, because normally we talk about how the free market can solve everything, right? I mean,
the marketplace was providing for people from the years 1870 to 1880. This is the Industrial Revolution had begun. You had begun to see migration towards cities in those years. This is the time of Standard Oil and the Carnegies and all this stuff. People hold up the robber barons. This is a terrible time. The robber barons were controlling everything, and admittedly, some rich men were getting lucrative deals from the government. I won't deny that. But from 1870 to 1880, you saw a doubling, inside of a decade, a doubling of real wages for the average worker. You've never seen that before or since in the history of the world. Tell me when that's happened. And yes, those robber barons existed, but laissez-faire capitalism in that day, it was less controlled by the government, managed to create for the American worker a doubling of real wages inside of a decade.
And you were seeing real resources. You were seeing people have access to oil. People were staying up, being able to stay up at night and read because they could burn oil lamps and things. Poor people, people who before could not do such things. And we it sounds ridiculous to us now, but like you said, the difference between pooping in holes basically. This lifestyle where they're starting to have access to more resources, the average person, because of the robber barons Mark said, there's no doubt it was not a free market. The robber barons were manipulating things, but overall,
with
but
the government.
Comparatively to now, it was certainly without a doubt it was freer than it is now, and to the extent that it was able to provide quite a lot for regular people.
Well, as usual, the robber barons were only able to manipulate with their buddies in the government.
Yeah, they had to collude.
Yeah, they would just
there was a lot of protectionism going on for the robber barons.
Now there are just more of the robber barons, right? I mean, we call them corporations, and there are hundreds and thousands of them.
And their fingers are even deeper into everything.
100 years ago, corporations barely existed. The only way that you could you could incorporate was if you were doing something for the public good. I believe that the ones that were digging the canal, the Erie Canal, that was an incorporated business. So they didn't have the protections. Businessmen didn't have the protections from being sued in that time frame. But these businessmen saw the advantage of sovereign and limited immunity that the government has, and its agents have, and they wanted it for themselves. They wanted to be able to act, their corporation to act in their name, and if anything went bad, then the corporation would take the brunt, not that individual and the wealth that they'd managed to siphon off. So these are all just ways the government could they allow rich people to get richer, and poor people are they're the serfs on the farm.
And in many cases, when you look at a disaster situation, going back to the issue of people starving and getting desperate and doing violent things or dangerous things, you go back to Hurricane Katrina and you look for a recent example of mass unrest as far as people are concerned. The government had a lockdown on that situation. They wouldn't let anybody else come in to assist. They wouldn't let the private privateers, if you will, the private charities, the private companies. They wouldn't let those folks come in to help those people out. They said, oh, we've got it under control, and they clearly didn't. Hey, if you want a two-pack of the Totesac, you can call in now at 603-435-1105. That's 603-435-1105. There's more Free Talk Live coming up.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting PatriotInternet.com. For about $2 per month, PatriotInternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. PatriotInternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Not all protein supplements are created equal. One World Whey is the first cold temperature processed, 100% all natural, unrefined, bioactive, grass pasture raised milk whey protein. Far from being another ordinary protein supplement, One World Whey is a full spectrum nutrition power food in and of itself, providing overall life building benefits that touch virtually every human's life that other protein supplements don't deliver on. What are the benefits? Boosts the immune system, anti-aging properties, helps detoxification, helps reduce body fat, excellent for building lean muscle, increases energy levels, enhances the feelings of youth, sports performance, exercise recovery. Who's it for? Busy people, hardworking executives, students, teachers, active seniors, people recovering from illness, office workers, construction workers, and high-performance athletes. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG clubs and survival bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Take control of the airwaves, bring up anything you want, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and we give you the features there totally free. So enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. We've got the Shrine of Female listeners there with dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing they are listeners of this program. You can go to shrine.freetalklive.com to see that. If you're a lady listener, get details on how to become part of the Shrine at shrine.freetalklive.com.
Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what the readers of freedomsphoenix.com get every day. Readers of freedomsphoenix.com are constantly provided the detailed, real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship that we have with coercive governments. Freedomsphoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go now to freedomsphoenix.com and sign up for their free daily dispatch. I get it, and I use it for show prep. It's freedomsphoenix.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. As we continue here, more about what's going on in the Middle East. We've been talking about Egypt here tonight, where there appears to be a revolution taking place. People are taking to the streets despite a military-imposed curfew. They're going out in mass civil disobedience regarding that. Buildings have been lit on fire. Police cars have been lit on fire. It's a really crazy situation over there right now. And of course, there are plenty of video footage out there from Russia today, as well as Al Jazeera, great international sources to get video coverage of the event.
Russia Today is going by RT now.
Oh, okay. RT. Mm-hmm. Anyway, but that's not the only story that's worth reporting on, because there's another side to this conflict. It's not just people in the streets and fires and firing weapons and things like that. FastCompany.com is reporting on the cyber war side of this. It appears that Anonymous is back at it. As you may recall from, I think it was, December, during the Julian Assange / WikiLeaks blow up with the U.S. federal government and the other, the Swedish government and the other governments around the world, they're very upset about WikiLeaks releasing the cables. The Anonymous group on the internet was they were hacking different websites. They would take down Visa, they took down MasterCard, they took down these sites of these corporations that essentially were lapdogs for the government, and they kind of taught them a lesson. Like, hey, if you align yourself with these thugs, these government guys against WikiLeaks, we are going to punish you. You're going to get a digital spanking, so to speak. And it was being labeled the cyber war. And now it appears to have bubbled up again, FastCompany.com reporting Anonymous is a loose organization of hacktivists best known for attacking its enemies, both corporate and governmental, via the internet by defacing websites or shutting them down altogether. But with most of the internet down in Egypt, the folks at Anonymous are apparently resorting to a positively prehistoric technology, fax machines. Members of the group are organizing to fax copies of the Egypt-related cables that WikiLeaks released today to schools in Egypt. The hope, apparently, is if they can get the faxes into the hands of students, students will distribute them to other protesters. A source told Forbes the goal was to warn them that the police could not be trusted. The WikiLeaks cables, which describe human rights abuses and political arrests, are just more proof of that, according to the source. In a chat room used for coordinating activities, the group also discussed how to get information into Egypt about a French internet service provider that is setting up free dial-up internet access for people in Egypt. Again, it was last night, I believe, yesterday in Egyptian time, when they cut the access for the entire country. They just knocked it out entirely.
That's safer to not have internet at all than to have people finding out information they don't want them to have.
So earlier this week, as protesters in Egypt took to the streets and the government appeared to start blocking social networks, websites belonging to the Egyptian cabinet, the Interior Ministry, and the Ministry of Communications and Information Technology were taken offline, presumably to denial of service attacks launched by the hacktivists. But the group is apparently backing off from that tactic in order not to tie up the few internet pipes that are still open in the country. Earlier today, a press release was posted to the group's website calling on governments of the world to take action and show the world that you are on the side of the people and their fight for freedom and democracy, which, of course, is one of the problems with the Anonymous organization. They believe that some governments are good and other governments are bad. Unfortunately, it's obviously not a group of people that is influenced heavily by the liberty community. I mean, they get it right on some points, but in general, their overall message is that if governments would just do what we think they should do, then they'd be okay.
Well, I agree. If governments would do what we think they should do, then they would be okay. But
no, it's not okay.
They don't do it, though.
I mean, the governments in general.
I don't think governments should look. Yeah. You know, you're married to this idea that government means that you know means a certain thing, and it doesn't necessarily mean that
the authoritarian monopoly,
right?
I mean, on violence.
If governments would allow competition and would allow their bureaucrats to be held responsible for their actions, that would solve all the problems.
Yeah, they'd be acting like a business then.
But
they'd be functioning essentially just like a business. They would be accountable because they wouldn't be a single entity that handles all that and that it reacts violently if you try to compete with them.
Well, you're talking about some sort of futuristic vision of a government that hasn't been ever existed in the entire human history.
I don't think I am.
Right, a voluntarist form of government.
I don't think I am.
One that is optional.
I am at all. No, I think that absolutely every time you contract with somebody to handle some issue for you that you're creating a governing document in the same way that they created the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, the Magna Carta, or you pick your governing document out there. Every time you put together a contract, whether that contract's with an insurance agency, whether that contract's with a security company, whether that contract is with
anything, government doesn't
but
have
you
those.
Created a government. What?
Government doesn't have those. We didn't sign the Constitution. It's not our contract.
The suggestion is
forced upon you.
The suggestion, whether or not they are in fact governing documents that the government has. As Ian, does not change the fact that a contract is a governing document. So maybe the contracts that you create are better, are more realistic governments than the governments that you're talking about.
If you want to keep using that term, Mark, that's your business. But in the history of man, governments have been other groups of men and women, strange people who rule over other peaceful human beings with violence.
Governing does not, in fact, mean that necessarily.
I understand what you're saying. You're mincing the term, and that's fine. It's a semantics discussion here. Historically, that's what governments have been. You cannot deny that. You can talk about how a contract is a government tool and we could have a voluntary government. But historically, governments are men and women who are demanding control over other, who are controlling other human beings.
The only
force.
Thing that needs to be done to change that is to for them to give up their monopoly status in all areas and to give up the fact that their bureaucrats are hidden from the arbitration and having
they're not subject to the same expectations as constituents.
In short,
they have a special status and they're not subject to the same laws and things like that.
Right. Clearly, there's something that can change about this, Mark, but it hasn't ever happened. And so the people in the anonymous group are, you know, they don't have a problem with governments. They just have a problem with governments that are doing things that they don't like, you know, repressing what they believe as free speech. So it's still good to see what they're doing, and I fully support them taking down these government websites and things like that. Always wish there was a more pure message of liberty behind these sorts of actions. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. And apparently, they're faxing documents to the various different schools. Maybe they should also do the old fax trick where you fax a black sheet of paper to, like, the government bureaucracies. That way you tie up their fax machine and run all their ink cartridges dry. 800, you just basically tape it in a loop so it just keeps going through and through and through. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
If you're serious about playing college football, give yourself the competitive edge with the National Underclassmen Football Combine. The NUC is the longest-running underclassmen event and the most respected combine and football camp in the nation. Specifically designed to give athletes early recruiting exposure, there's no better time than now to compete in the National Underclassmen Football Combine. Call 888-NUC-MVP1 or go to nationalunderclassmen.com to find out more.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one, because everything you need at military surplus is at mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com, one of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to mainmilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99, complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish M10 gas masks are 3 for $30 and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for strike anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and we give you the features on the site totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com, and the features include news updates. You can be kept in the loop regarding Free Talk Live, whatever's going on with the show. You'll know it first. If you're on the news updates lists, you can get on via email or Twitter or Facebook. Go to news.freetalklive.com in order to accomplish that, and of course it's totally free. That's news.freetalklive.com.
If you're on a prescription medications and you're getting your prescription medications from a local pharmacy, then you're likely paying more than you have to. There's a better way. Discount Prescription Services will get you your meds at discounts as high as 70% off, and they'll deliver them right to your door. All you have to do is go to meds.freetalklive.com. You can click Become a Member there on the left-hand side of the page. Their customer service is excellent. I've gone through the process. I've been to their offices. I've checked them out as best I can, and I think that they're a very upright and honest organization. It's meds.freetalklive.com. Doesn't matter whether you're on Zetia, Nexium, Lipitor, Amplify, Boniva, Cialis, or Viagra. It's meds.freetalklive.com.
All right, so 800-259-9231 as we continue here. By the way, Dale has his own talk radio program now, and it's called Prometheus Unchained. You can hear it every Sunday afternoon on the Liberty Radio Network at LRN.FM and via podcast form, now available through iTunes. Is that right, Dale?
It is available on iTunes as well. You can also download it straight from the website if you don't have iTunes.
And the website is flamingfreedom.com.
That's right, so flamingfreedom.com.
You are about ready to do your third episode this weekend.
We're having a blast. I mean, it's only a 2-hour show. It's a 3-hour show. So it's a 2-hour show, and it just blazes by. It's amazing. You know, we're always left with stuff
something
to talk
to
about
say.
That we couldn't get to in that show. So,
never enough time. There's never enough.
Nope.
So, flamingfreedom.com for more of Dale and what he's been up to. It's a liberty themed program with a I guess a LGBT. Is that right?
Right. We're addressing LGBT issues with from a liberty perspective.
Very cool. All right, so we're going to continue here. A little bit more news, and of course we'll take your phone calls about anything at all. More news from the Middle East, where I guess, well, is India considered the Middle East? That's more like
it's
West
on the
Asia,
verge,
right?
Yeah, but, you know, they call it the Indian subcontinent.
Well, we had a gentleman on the show at one time named Jeff Nabel. And he was, you know, we don't have guests on this program very often, so he was really doing something that I thought was pretty unique and worth talking about, and when that happens, we will bring somebody on the program. Of course, people can go to guests.freetalklive.com, get a list of all the guests that we've had on, and I think like 95% of them you can actually download the interview. In this case, Jeff Nabel had basically renounced his so-called citizenship, his U.S. citizenship in India, and he'd made quite a show of it by essentially burning his citizenship documents, and I believe doing it in a way, it's been a couple of years since we talked to the guy, doing it in a way that was very akin to what Gandhi might have done in the past.
He claimed that Gandhi was a big factor for him. He wanted Indian citizenship also, which, you know, I don't think that India today personifies anything that Gandhi really wanted except freedom from tyrannical rule by Great Britain.
The guy was obviously not entirely there as far as his mental stability, because apparently what he's done is he's set himself ablaze. Just the day after we were talking about the people self-immolating over in the Middle East, and these that kind of some of these events sparked.
Isn't this the advice you gave last night, though? Is that if you're thinking about committing horrendous atrocious acts, instead set yourself on fire?
No, that wasn't my advice. I mean, I was saying that it was a more, if you compare somebody who sets themselves ablaze as compared to some maniac that that gets in an armored vehicle and starts to kill people, to attack the government buildings and things like that, you can see that, to me, it's a very clear difference in effectiveness as far as one person is looked at as, in many ways, you know, as somebody who's made a much more powerful statement as opposed
to
the nutcase.
It is a far, it's a far more powerful statement to set oneself on fire. If you're going to do so, please do so outside. No one needs to clean up your mess.
There's still going to be a mess.
Well, yeah, there's going to be a mess,
So I wouldn't advise killing oneself, and I certainly wouldn't advise violence. However, if you have to choose, you probably want to choose the suicide. At least then you wouldn't be looked at as a psychopath who was simply trying to kill a bunch of bureaucrats before they took themselves out. In this case, he set himself on fire, according to the Hindustan Times, an American national, disturbed over denial of an Indian citizenship, allegedly committed suicide by immolating himself on a hill at Viratnagar, around 75 kilometers from Jaipur, in the wee hours of January 26th. Jeff Nabel, age 72, had been living in Shimla since 1995 and had repeatedly tried to get Indian citizenship, was from San Francisco in California. Superintendent of Police Mohan Singh said on Thursday the deceased has left behind a suicide note which mentions January 26th, Republic Day, three-quarter moon, in protest of cruel incidents of the U.S. and the Indian government. Please don't disturb until the police comes. Documents are in the handbag. Apart from some papers, 45,000 RS. What are those, rubles or something like that? I don't even know what that... Whatever the currency
rupees
in India is. 45,000 of them were discovered in the handbag. Which
seems like a lot, but I wouldn't know.
Nabel as per suicide.
It costs about that to
I
buy
bet the conversion rate is such that it's not nearly as much as the same.
Indeed.
I don't know, though.
When I was in Italy, 45,000 would have probably bought you a magazine.
Was recovered from the handbag, which Nabel, as per his suicide note, wished to be distributed among poor widows. Police have recovered 5 bottles of a chemical, which Nabel is suspected to have poured on himself, and a lighter from the spot. The SP said preliminary inquiry revealed that Nabel was a follower of Mahatma Gandhi. It was on May 14th of last year that Nabel, a veteran from the Vietnam War, had approached the Supreme Court seeking political asylum in India. He had torn his passport On June 19th of 2009, he had told the Hindustan Times at that time, after tearing my passport, I am stateless. And Nabel also said that U.S. policies were based on war and destruction. So clearly, I mean, he was right on a lot of the things that that he was talking about. Was he right to take his own life?
You know, I'd love to have some thoughts on that, because there's a lot of different kinds of activism being experimented with, and I hope that we can sort of step back and objectively evaluate the effectiveness of different kinds of activism and things like that, and without stating an opinion in any particular form of activism or anything like that, I can't help but feel that sometimes I don't feel like there's a cost-benefit analysis happening. You know, when people are thinking, there seems to be a sense, and this is, it's almost a liberal notion, actually, this notion that suffering is going to make the world better, that suffering is going to somehow promote the good in the world, and I don't really believe that. Whenever I make a personal sacrifice in some way, I'm doing it because I feel like I'm gaining something more.
I absolutely agree.
If I have a goal, I feel like it's promoting my goal, whatever that may be. Promoting freedom is certainly a goal of mine. So I'm looking at it in terms of, I feel like, well, I'm giving up something, but I'm getting back something that's worth more to me. And that's the free market, really.
Absolutely. That's something that is addressed in The Market for Liberty, and I think in a fairly effective manner, where they talk about sacrifice and how, in order to sacrifice, value must be destroyed. Whereas a transaction in a marketplace, it is a charitable transaction.
Right.
You're giving that money because you feel good. You're giving of your time because you feel good in order to do so, and it is...
Well, presumably it furthers something that you support, and that is of value to a person, right? I do volunteer work, and I devote a fair amount of time to it, but I'm doing that because that I feel like it's improving the community where I live.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's there's a certain selfish motivation there, and so, you know, I do this with the cost benefit analysis, and I wouldn't mind talking some more about that.
We'll do that here in a little bit.
The kind of activism people do.
Yep, 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll free line. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Toll House Refrigerated Cookie Dough. Who would you bake some love for? Find fun and easy baking ideas at tollhouse.com. Kids love doing arts and crafts projects, especially when you join in. Try channeling all that artistic energy into the kitchen and bake up some creative treats together. Think of your art supplies as the frosting, sprinkles, and decorating gels, and use cookies or cupcakes as your canvas. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
The holiday season provides a great opportunity to share a vision of freedom and how we'll get there. And all of the inspirational and beautifully illustrated publications from BigHeadPress.com are great tools for sharing the freedom message with thoughtful stories, and they are extremely entertaining and a pleasure to read. Just one of the many imaginative graphic novels from BigHeadPress.com is Escape from Terra. Humanity is going to space, and government is not invited. Space pioneers seeking wealth and freedom in outer space. Check out BigHeadPress.com.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods
and after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With zero debt in 90 days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Dale.
And Mark.
Now don't forget, you can join us physically in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. If you love the ideas of liberty, there are thousands of people who are pledged to make the move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project and get active in order to achieve liberty in their lifetimes. There are different ways to get active. You can do politics, you can do disobedience, you can create media, you can do street theater, you can do all kinds of different things to get the word out about freedom and inspire others to take their own action and to do things to advance, again, the ideas of liberty in our lifetime. But an important factor is getting people together in the same place, and that's what the Free State Project is all about, bringing people to concentrate their activism in one place. You can go to freestateproject.org to learn more about it and get signed up. That's freestateproject.org. In fact, Dale, you wanted to comment a little further on the idea of what you call a cost-benefit analysis regarding activism.
Well, yeah, I think that it's whenever you're deciding what to do, I think I'll use an example. When I recently got a ticket, and I had some moral qualms with paying the ticket because the ticket goes to support a court system that uses violence against innocent people on a very regular basis, and mm-hmm. I felt like I'd be contributing to that violence, which is a personal moral problem for me. And so I had to make a decision. Do I want to, you know, I know that there are going to be repercussions because they're going to use violence against me if I don't pay the fine, right? And unless I could find some way, something to do. And the thought is, for me, I would rather go to jail for about a day, a little more than a day or so, maybe 2 days, than pay the fine, like a $60 fine. So I'm looking at, you know, well, there's the loss of money myself, but more importantly was that the money was going to a bad cause. Mm-hmm. I offered to pay to a charity, I offered to do community service, and I would have been willing to go to jail. All of those three things were better options to me than supporting violence myself.
Yeah.
By giving the money to paying the fine. And so I did that evaluation in my head. I said, well, these are my choices. They're going to be imposed upon me. I have a limited number of choices because they're going to use violence on me. So, and I chose, you know, so those are, I just looked at that and I did that cost-benefit analysis. I think that sometimes I feel like there's a tendency, I call it knee-jerk activism, where there's a sense that if you go to jail or if you suffer in some way like that, that you're going to cause some promotion of freedom, or it's going to somehow better things, and I don't necessarily think that's the case, and I think that's it's not the approach to take. I mean, I think you need to look at all your options and acknowledge what's going to happen and what's going to result from that, and say, is this a better choice than complying, for instance? So
I think that what you say that Pete Ayer should have kept his hat on earlier.
No, I don't know about that. Like I said, I'm not expressing an opinion on any specific thing. Mm-hmm. There were several people talking of hunger strikes recently, I think.
Right.
And I was looking at that and trying to, and that sounded to me like some people were going to suffer, but I didn't know what was expected to be gained from it necessarily, and was that going to accomplish something? That was going to be worth that sacrifice. You know, you're going to get something more back than what you're sacrificing, and I wasn't confident of that. But that was just my opinion in those cases, and so you know, I was just thinking in that particular case, I don't know. But
the hunger strikes did not last, from what I could tell.
Yeah,
right. In which, if you say I'm going to go for the hunger strike, and then you don't go for the hunger strike, then you've lost validity.
No doubt,
that you're doing or saying or whatever. You know, you aren't your word in that case. And I'm not saying that. I'm saying don't say you're going to do the hunger strike.
It's only a step or two down from the setting yourself on fire. I mean, are you committed enough to what you're trying to do to set yourself on fire?
Yeah, it is self-destruction.
Are you committed? Yeah, you committed yourself to suicide, which is what a hunger strike represents. It's a slow suicide that gives people time to go, okay, I'm going to reconsider what I was going to do or whatever. And do you expect that to happen? And are you intending to carry through with it? Because certainly, if you don't carry through with it, it looks really half-hearted. It has the almost the opposite effect, I think, of what you intended.
How far do you have to go with a hunger strike?
And again, just because you suffer does not mean something good is going to result from that.
Well, Sam Dodson, who came and did some, he was doing some recording in the courthouse here mm-hmm. in Keene, New Hampshire. He was tossed in jail for, being a part of the press, essentially. And then, he decided not to give his name. He was going to go on a hunger strike. I think he was drinking milk and stuff. But the newspaper reported his weight incorrectly on the hunger strikes. So it was, I think he was 182 pounds. They reported him as 128, which would have been an incredible loss of weight for this guy. I didn't know what his weight was.
And he did lose weight. But
he did. And he stuck to his hunger strike. I think he was drinking milk, which, I'm on a hunger strike too.
He was drinking Carnation instant breakfast.
I'm not eating kale, salmon, or, veal this week. So I'm on a hunger strike too. But, because the newspaper printed his weight wrong, his hunger strike had huge legitimacy. I mean, he had like 60 pounds lost, according to the newspaper. And people believe newspapers because they're important, but
they're massively wrong a lot of the time. But in this case, it was wrong in our favor.
What else? I mean, besides a newspaper article that may have been written anyway. What else? I mean, you could claim that it was a hunger strike that got the article written, but...
Well, it was the most shocking thing in the article was the weight loss, the way I saw it. Now, I had an idea of what he looked like before he went in, but it was a great deal. And Sam was in a much more righteous position than, we're not talking about a hat in court or somebody who had an outburst and has been given a cruel and unusual punishment, a verbal outburst in a courtroom and has been given a cruel and unusual punishment for it. We're talking about a member of the press filming in a public location, and so he had a much more righteous position.
It helps a lot when it's a really clear case of one person acting very calm and reasonable and the other person completely overreacting. You really want to make it look like they're the ones throwing a temper tantrum. And being childish and silly. And that's what it seems like when you, it seems like that when they're arresting someone for a hat. I saw the video later. I missed it because I was indisposed at the time. I wasn't there for it. I saw the video of Pete, and I really felt like they were being really, really ridiculous, and he was, trying to have a calm discussion with them at the time, so.
Yeah, it didn't go well.
Your thoughts are welcome. 800-259-9231. You can share what you think about hunger strikes as to whether or not they are or can be effective, or they're worthwhile.
I just don't think the press cares very much.
It sure doesn't seem like it, and it's... You're going to get sick. I mean, if you really do take it all the way, it's one thing to go for a few days, and it's another thing to get hooked up to an IV.
If you do it for a few days, the press is really just waiting to see if you make it a couple few days. If you make it a couple of few days, then maybe you'll get an article. Maybe you won't. I mean, I'd still say there's a much larger chance that you won't get an article. And then what? You know, so
yeah. It seems almost entirely useless and much more destructive. And again, we're looking at this cost-benefit analysis, right? What are you gaining from this versus what are you losing? In this case, you're losing your energy, you're losing your ability to think, you're losing, because I don't know about you, man, but if I'm hungry for four hours, I start getting a little loopy.
If you can also think back, like when Gandhi's hunger strike was very successful, and if you look at it, well, a lot of people may have misunderstood what that was all about. Gandhi's hunger strike was not for his opponents. It was not to influence his opponents. It was to influence his supporters, because his supporters were starting to engage in violence, and he felt like that was going to hurt their cause.
Hmm.
And he said, you know, he went on a hunger strike until they stopped engaging he wanted to get his supporters to stop engaging in violence for that cause, because he felt like it was, you know, that was not his way.
That's interesting, because when I was reading...
And they cared about him. So when he started saying, I'm starving myself, they're like, oh, wait, he's the one that
we
got us... He's the one that got us to do this... To take on this challenge in the first place.
Yeah, that's an interesting juxtaposition, because here, with the people that were proposing hunger strikes, were doing it to send a message to the opposition. You know, like, well, maybe if they see me die, they'll rethink being tyrants. It was essentially the viewpoint that I was seeing expressed. And I don't think they're going to care. And number two, you're not going to die.
I don't know for certain, but I really don't have much optimism that they would care enough to.
I don't think they would. I mean, these are people that hurt people wholesale. They do psychopathic things on a regular basis. And in addition, you aren't going to die, because they're going to take you to a hospital. They're going to force you and cuff you down to a bed and put an IV in your arm, and you're going to get nutrients that way. They're going to keep you alive. They don't want you to die. They do understand that would be bad for their reputation if they were to just allow people to do. You know, kill themselves with hunger strikes, so they'll just force you to be fed, basically. And then what? And then you're sitting in a hospital bed. More coming up. You take control. This is Free Talk Live. Hour 3 is next.
Are you on any medications? Are you getting your meds at a local pharmacy? If you are, you're likely paying more than you have to. There is a better way. Discount Prescription Services will get you your meds at discounts as high as 70%, and they'll deliver them right to your door. All you have to do is go to meds.freetalklive.com and click Become a Member on the left side of the page. Their customer service is excellent. They'll walk you through every step, and you'll save big time. Meds.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.